Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
We, of course, have with us, too, joining us today, we have our host of the Kitchen's Open. I had this all in my head, all lined up. I was actually practicing
all weekend.
It's a Monday. Yeah. It's a Monday.
We have Beth Haphacker with
good
us
morning.
As well. It's good to have you with us, Beth. Thanks
good
for being
to be here.
Also joining us on the phone lines, our great friend, Brittany Merlot, with our forecast. Brittany, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good for now.
Brittany,
I wanted to, storm's brewing, though.
I wanted to clear the lane for Brittany here because she's got a long forecast here for us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I do. Okay, so here's what we're looking at. The storms this morning, they brought some heavy rainfall, lots of lightning, loud thunder, probably around a half an inch of rain or so. That was all along a warm front. So now what we're going to be going through in the next few hours is some breezy winds out of the south. They're going to be like 30, 40 mile per hour wind gusts, bringing in the heat and the humidity, which are all the ingredients that we need for these strong to severe storms tonight. So we're going to hit temperatures today in the low 70s. Dew points are going to be in the mid-60s. We have not felt that humidity in a long time. It's going to feel sticky, gross out there. Very warm, windy, and then we've got a cold front that is going to be slamming into the state. Now, that is a guaranteed line of storms late tonight that will roll through, but I think before that even arrives, we're going to see multiple waves of thunderstorms that could have tornadoes in them, large hail, high winds, and of course some heavy, heavy downpours. It's a serious day. I mean, the Storm Prediction Center down in Oklahoma is looking at us right now and put a big bullseye. And yes, central Wisconsin is in that bullseye. We've got storm chasers from across the country that are rolling to Wisconsin. So I don't mean to scare you, but I want you to be prepared and I want us to be safe. So today's the day, right now. Make the time to know where you're going to take shelter in case you're in a tornado warning. And I also want to take the time to describe a difference between a watch and a warning. Okay. A watch will probably go out. That's probably in the next few hours. We'll probably be getting under a tornado watch. That just means everything that I'm telling you. All the ingredients are there. This environment is like a loaded shotgun. And that's the exact sounding that we call this. Because once the storms break in and tap into the energy that's there, they are going to explode and become strong and very severe very, very fast. So our time frame is going to be small. I'm hoping that they start off a little bit further to the west, which is what all the models and the recent data is showing, is that they want to start up further off to the west and then roll in towards us. So hopefully we'll see them coming our way, have some time to take shelter and get out of the way. But we are possibly seeing those first rounds around 3 or 4 o'clock or so could have tornadoes of an EF2 or stronger. And let me describe an EF2 to you. Those are pretty strong tornadoes. They will rip the roof off of your house. They will take exterior walls down. They'll shift the house from the foundation. Mobile homes will be destroyed. Big trees can be uprooted and snapped in those kinds of winds. I mean, that's 111 to 130 mile per hour winds with an EF2. And some of these could be stronger. So I think a big time to start paying attention is 2 to 3 o'clock or so. I think a wave is going to roll through. Some of those could be really bad. We'll probably have some more showers and storms still filling in from like 6 to 7 or so. Keep an eye out, but they don't look too strong at the moment. And then that line, the cold front moves through around 10 o'clock to midnight or so. That one's probably going to have 70 mile per hour wind gusts in it, probably hail, large hail. It could be the size of ping pong balls. And then we're also looking at tornadoes that could be in that line, rain wrapped and hidden. And it's dark outside at this point, and people are trying to go to bed from 10 o'clock to midnight when this is rolling through. So just have your plan. Have a way to get warned. Make sure your notifications are on, your emergency alert system's going to go off. If you don't, have a NOAA weather radio. You know, stay tuned to our station. Obviously, TV is another thing, too, you can listen to. But just stay safe. Have your plan. Be prepared. Today's a day, a pretty high-risk day for it.
Brittany, do we have to worry about cats marrying dogs and mass hysteria?
Maybe.
<No. laughs> Okay. Just making sure. It felt like, I saw a movie once and... no, thank you, Brittany. In all seriousness, we really appreciate the detail that you put into these things for us, and we feel that much more prepared for whatever Mother Nature is going to be throwing at us in the next 48 hours. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
No. Well, you're welcome, and I hope I'm wrong, but stay safe.
Right. All right. Right. The well said. We appreciate you. We'll talk again tomorrow and see what all played out, okay?
Sounds good.
You be safe out there, and we'll talk soon. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot and getting us that kind of prepared for everything.
Exactly.
And today I meant everything.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Everything.
Could be everything. Kitchen sink.
I did not hear the kitchen sink. That was the only thing that I did not hear her say. Look out for each other out there today, everybody, on the roads and, of course, in your homes. We got fun things lined up for you. We're going to go ahead and stay indoors and play some games. We're going to have some fun because we got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club around the corner. We got the best ways to save room in your fridge. That doesn't involve going outside. So, I mean,
that's true. Very, right. Very good, yes.
The exact age when your unhealthy bad habits catch up with you.
Oh, jeez.
48.
I'll come crashing down.
Oh, it's definitely
from experience
48.
There, huh, James?
Yeah. 10 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way we like it to on a Monday with the kitchens open. Beth has got a great one lined up for us today. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some entertainment news in there for you as well. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, do you hate any of these beloved foods? We got all that lined up for you.
Hate beloved foods.
For those that were curious, it's been a while. We don't get to do this very often, having Beth co-host with us and everything. And it's nice to have you in, Beth. But we did have a reasoning behind this. You may have heard in the news, Catholic cardinals have decided to begin the conclave to elect a new pope on May 7th, according to the Vatican. I think if you don't know much about this, I do think that it's very interesting to look into, regardless of your faith or any of that. I just find it very interesting. In total honesty, and I know that we have had a lot of changes going on around here lately, so I don't mean to throw anything else at anybody, but I have thrown my name into the running.
Really?
I feel like it's important to be honest. I don't know where this could lead, and it may take me away from the job. I don't think I could do this job and that one at the same time.
I didn't realize it was like, you know, Speaker of the House. You know, you could actually literally nominate anyone. Or our Supreme Court justice. You can nominate anyone for that.
It just seemed like a really, really cool gig. And I'm like, as an actor, I've got to audition for everything and throw my name in. And you know, there's no small roles.
This is not playing one on TV, James.
This is not playing one on TV.
No, this is actually being the Pope.
Okay, I am really sorry, everybody. I apologize. I did not mean anything mean or twits about that. I'm so sorry. We'll be following that story.
Would be a novelty, though, James.
The first
Jewish Pope.
That would
be interesting.
Change it up a little bit.
Really changing it up.
Yeah. Come on. You know, you want to reach a whole other audience. This is business. This is what you do. In all seriousness, I am following that.
To me, it really is a
very interesting story, but also an important story. Again, regardless of faith, I just find that to be something that's very interesting.
And I wonder, in all seriousness,
the movie Conclave, how much that might get people even more interested in this. Now, I'm not talking about joining or being a part of or anything like that. I believe that that's something you're called to. I don't know that that's something any of us get to decide. In some ways.
And if I remember correctly, you have to be an archbishop.
I believe that is correct, to be elected into the Pope.
So you work your way up the ranks of a Catholic priest.
That makes sense.
So when you're ready to start doing that, James, I can direct you in the right direction.
looks like I'm going to be around for a while, everybody.
Yeah, all right. Just too bad, man. I think you'd look really good in the robes that they wear. I think you pulled off that style, man.
When else can you wear a hat like that? We move on. One of the most important parts of a wedding ceremony is the rings. And I feel like there's a bit of a connection here, so just somewhat of a segue.
Sure.
I don't know how many weddings the Pope does anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be great, though. That'd be great. Just shows up, starts to, you know, just a side gig. It's like, a lot of couples put a lot of faith in unreliable ring bearers. There have been many, many stories over the years of this and the kind of fun chaos that can happen with these things.
Sure.
I know that I was a part of one where there was one of the bride's grooms or their children or something like that were doing it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Got distracted the whole way.
Oh, yeah.
Kept stopping and talking to grandpa and things. And grandpa's trying to push him along, and he just wants to sit next to grandpa. It was great. It was awesome. So those kind of things we're all used to and maybe have even seen. Well, usually those unreliable ring bearers are young kids, but one couple has discovered that it's also not a good idea to pick a ring bearer with wings. A couple in the UK had a wedding last month, and for some reason they had an owl serving as the ring bearer.
What? Oh, man. Harry Potter. It's got to be Harry Potter.
It's a Harry Potter thing.
Is it?
Yes. Yes. Things did not go according to plan.
Uh-huh.
And the owl flew off with the rings and, quote, refused to come back for 7 hours. The wedding was in an abbey, and it flew up and perched itself on a windowsill very high up.
Right. Na-na-na-na-na.
So you could see the owl. I don't know if that's more taunting or not.
Oh, I love it. The owl's just messing with them.
Okay, if you're going to pick a bird, why pick one that's usually sleeping during the day?
Right. Oh, great point.
Yeah, it just wanted to take a nap. That's all.
Yeah. It was getting its rest.
Yeah.
That's on you guys. The owl has a set
pattern. Exactly.
Yeah, that's completely on them. The owl's professional handler desperately tried to lure it down with a piece of chicken, but that did not work. If food doesn't work,
right.
You know you're done.
You're toast. Yeah.
Eventually, they gave up and went on with the ceremony without the rings. The owl did eventually return with the rings, but that wasn't until well into the night.
Well, I mean, you don't need the rings to be officially married, right? You just need to sign the document to make it official. So, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything, but still, I mean, come on. But they got a heck of a story now, I got to say.
Well, and that's it. It's all those little things that make the stories of the wedding.
Right.
If you have a perfect wedding, you have no story.
That's right.
If you design this, if you do this, you're doing it for the story.
Right.
If everything went according to plan, that, I mean, it's, we had an owl and it dropped the handler, everything went according to plan. No, that's not a wedding.
Let me tell you what happened at my wedding, right?
Yeah. Has anybody ever been a part of or even seen a perfect wedding?
No.
I don't think so.
And having been to several of them?
Yeah. In a professional capacity.
It is true. I mean, I tell the couples that I marry, I said, no wedding is flawless. None is flawless, but every wedding's perfect. And it's these little things that make the best stories. You can look back and say, oh, remember when? Mm-hmm. Like, we can say that when my dad, when we were exchanging rings, looked at me, gave me Seth's ring and said, please take this finger and place it on the ring of this man. Because he was dealing with food poisoning at the time. So I looked at him and said, can I put the ring on his finger instead? And it just became this lovely, funny moment.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But yeah, I mean, even pastors make mistakes during the ceremony.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
To me, that's the part of what makes a wedding.
Yeah.
That is the
little pieces that go. Yeah, exactly.
It's extremely similar to anything live, really. I think that as far as doing this show, doing live theater, any of these things, that's part of what the beauty of them
is. Know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's learning how to pivot during those moments. I mean, you see pets being ring bearers, and that doesn't always go well. Oh, and that animal knows that couple well.
I love animals, and I think I made that pretty clear at everything. I cannot imagine a scenario of having an animal bringing down the ring. Now, I do have a question for you guys and the audience out there, 715-424-2600. Call up and use the Civic Media app if you'd like. What is the worst animal to have bringing the rings down?
Apparently an owl.
Maybe
they got to be up there.
It's got to be one of them. Or the best animal, whatever you might think, however you want to answer the question, but I think both are fun. I don't know. I didn't put a lot into this, but I do love the idea. And I admit I'm stealing this a little bit from the Simpsons episode, but that's not surprising. The episode where Apu gets married in the Simpsons backyard and they have an elephant come out. Yeah. So I like the idea of an elephant.
Now that would be impressive.
Just to do it. I mean, for no real reason. Like, hey, I love the idea of this elephant coming down with the rings and people just like quietly, why is there an elephant? Like, this has nothing to do with anything.
Ferret, which you just can't see coming up the aisle at all.
There we go.
Was it Bart's elephant? I forget what was the name of his elephant? I forget that he won.
Stompy.
Stompy.
Stompy was the name of his elephant. Man, I pulled that out way too quick.
You did. That was impressive, man. Fast. Yeah.
we should go to break. But we definitely want to hear your answers, everybody. Go ahead and give them to us. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Beth, Seth, and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. I just want to celebrate another day. It is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself. Get on over there, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They'll be back open tomorrow. Hope they're enjoying themselves. Now, This is actually a really good thing because you can take your Monday to take a look at their menu, figure out what you want, and then when you get there, completely abandon it because there's a billion other things.
There's an amazing special that they have, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I mentioned this a lot, but today in particular, I encourage you to check out their Facebook page because Fidel and the gang over there did a really nice job of putting their menu on their Facebook page. So you can kind of go over there and check it out. Maybe kind of plan what you want to order or anything like that.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can always check that out as well at elcafewi.com. Encourage you to check out their Facebook page, their website. Buy local, support those that support this community and this here radio station. Mm-hmm. We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. And we encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Yes. We want more and more of them, everybody. Email us at info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up Seth.
715-424-2600 or through the free Civic Media app.
Encourage you to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get it, everybody. Get that app. Let's go ahead and take a look at our list. We've got a great list to kick off the week here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 possible qualifiers. Beth, give me a 1 through 4.
Good, put her to work.
I'm going to do the middle because they're often overlooked. How about number 3?
All right. Gives us that one right there. Get right into
it. So bitter. Anyway.
We could dive right in. And first up, we have a good friend of our community and somebody who you can see on the WRCT stage. We want to start off with wishing a happy birthday to Beth.
Enrico Arroyo.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Enrico.
Enjoy the day, man. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes. Happy birthday, Enrico.
Break a leg. We're looking forward to seeing you on that stage.
Again? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be in Noises Off. Yeah, he's in every show. So,
I think he was in all 4 this year. Yeah, so.
Yeah. He was going to be. Unfortunately, he couldn't do Arsenic.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He had to bow out. But other than that, he's been, very busy.
Yeah.
A happy birthday to Amy Weber.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Enjoy the day, Aim. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We wish also a happy birthday to April Johnson.
Happy birthday, April.
April. Amy and April. Boy, A's today. Nice. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, April.
And we wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 41st anniversary.
Oh.
Rick and Diane Smith.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
Wishing you guys a fantastic anniversary. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to brag about not only your anniversary and 41 years together, but that you are qualifiers for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
You betcha.
Happy 41st, you guys. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to start off the week. That's good. Let's take a look at who everybody is celebrating their day with. Jessica Alba is 44.
Wow.
Max on Dark Angel, Sue Storm on the Fantastic Four, Nancy in Sin City, I think her best work. And she is the founder of The Honest Company, a billion-dollar business that makes ethical, non-toxic household products.
Yeah.
I just saw her in a commercial for a reality show she's doing. I'd been wondering.
Really?
I knew that she had a business, and she kind of left acting.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of burnt out from the business. You know, some of the ways that she was treated very early on.
Yeah.
Not surprising. She worked with Josh Whedon. Tends to do that. That guy, the people he's worked with, a lot of them are out of the business, man, or barely got a toe in.
Yeah.
We don't talk nearly enough about the horror stories that go on for actors and actresses, especially when they first get into the game and they don't have a lot of clout.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter.
And really young like she was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People think, Jessica Alba, face of Dark Angel, popular rising show. I'm sure she's got plenty of control. control or anything. No, she is a piece of talent, and that's
right.
it. Jessica Alba right now has more control over her life than she's ever had, and because she's pulled away from that industry.
I had no idea. I've heard, of course, The Honest Company. Yeah. I didn't know she was one of the founders.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's really cool. That is really cool.
Not surprisingly, does not look 44. Would have never guessed that. Getting away from the industry has really helped her quite a bit and everything.
Probably feeling good, too.
Yes.
And I bring a lot of this stuff up, not to take a shot necessarily at the industry, but for it to correct itself so we don't lose great talent like this, because she's good.
She's very good.
We could use Jessica Alba. She's talented.
She's obviously talented in more than one area, not just in theatrical and performance. That's has to be a great entrepreneur if her company is now a $1 billion company.
Smart cookie.
There are plenty of people that leave the industry because I'm good. You know, I got my fill, or I always wanted to see if I could do it at this level, and I proved that I could. I don't know her clearly, but I've heard her talk in interviews of part of why she left. But if a lot of the reason she left, too, was, well, I'm making a lot more money over here.
Yeah, right.
I got no problem with that either.
And she has more control over time to be able to raise a family.
Absolutely.
Similar to a Rick Moranis and some other actors who have done that over the years, I encourage that. I don't have any problem with that. I don't like the idea of somebody leaving the industry because their heart has been taken from it.
Right.
They've been turned to not love what they love since they were a kid.
Exactly.
Let's see here. Jonathan and Drew Scott are 47. I almost turned them into Jonathan Drew Scott. You can tell I have no idea who the Property Brothers are.
No. They've made quite a name for themselves, I have to say. Yep.
Drew came in fourth on the 25th season of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, he did.
I should have just asked Beth.
She would know.
Beth is our correspondent on anything Dancing with the Stars related. Penelope Cruz is 51.
Wow.
Great actor.
Talking about another great actor, yeah. She's, and again, someone who's not look like she's 51 years old. Yeah. Fabulous.
And yet she's been around long enough that I'm like, really? That just seems, in some ways it seemed young to me.
Oh, yeah. Really? Because she's been around so long. That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Great actor. Mm-hmm. Great actor. Bridget Moynihan is 54.
Oh.
Tom Selleck's daughter, Erin, on Blue Bloods. Mm-hmm. She's also the supermodel in Tom Brady's, was with Tom Brady for a while there. John Daly is 59. one of the most unique athletes we've ever seen.
Colorful, I believe, is the word used for John Daly. Yeah. He's colorful.
For all the talk of different makers game changers in golf, I don't know that John Daly really. I don't know that he should be, or he does should be. It's not my wheelhouse. I don't know golf that well, but I mean, I feel like he was a pretty big personality and really spread.
Brought
people to the sport and brought attention to the sport.
Right,
and I like the idea of somebody who didn't take golf as serious.
Right. And the fact you are never going to see anyone who looked like John Daly probably in golf ever again.
Yeah.
He was an outlier, but it was great. I loved it.
Jay Leno is 75.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry I said that wrong. Jay Leno is 75. You got to do the voice. I don't know. You got to do the change in the voice thing. Does he still do that? I wonder if he still does that.
A little bit, yeah.
What did we see him on recently? Hollywood Squares?
He was on Hollywood Squares. He's also done guest appearances on Tim Allen's shows.
Oh,
so I wouldn't be surprised if we see him on Shifting Gears at some point.
Okay.
The last time I saw Jay Leno was a viral video of him driving around in a little tank that he had. Like, seriously. He was 75 years old, just driving around on the main street road in a tank.
Okay.
He does love vehicles. That man loves vehicles. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wish him the best. I know that he has had some health issues here and there and everything. Mm-hmm. I will never be able to think of Jay Leno and not, it has a black eye. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What he did to Conan O'Brien, I will never let go of. And it was one of the most tasteless, disrespectful things I've ever seen in entertainment. I will say also, though, there's not a lot of people that could have taken the reins from Johnny Carson and who wanted to do that. You never want to be the guy to follow the guy.
Right.
Right.
Leno seemed to take that on, and
he did.
I think Letterman should have had the job, but Leno, didn't shy away from it and everything.
Yeah.
Ann Margaret is 84.
Oh.
Love Ann Margaret.
Yes.
She's so good.
Tommy, Grumpy Old Men, Viva Las Vegas. So many great performances.
She's just, what a career. Singing, too. She had a couple of hits as well. Yep.
as perfect as the cast is of that movie Grumpy Old Men, there are so many scenes she steals.
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
so many so scenes. It's an amazing job by the leads in Matthau and Lemon, where they're some of the bigger names any of us have ever seen. They're comedic geniuses, and both of them play it straight. And both of them try their hardest not to make you laugh, not to steal. Like, they're anybody who they're in a scene with, they're their lead. That's what they do through the whole movie. I don't remember Grumpy Old Men 2 as well, but that first one I watched a bunch. And part of the reason was watching these two incredible, like, marvels at their jobs just take back seats. And just let the other, and Margaret, what's his name, the older actor?
Burgess Meredith.
That's
Burgess
what I thought Meredith, it was,
thank you.
Who steals the movie,
just
steals the movie,
And the best for Burgess Meredith are the extra, the outtakes of all of the names that he comes up with.
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
He improvised that whole thing, yes.
Every movie should end with the credits being outtakes.
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's Schindler's List. Every movie should end that way. I could say that. Looking at people no longer with us, Harper Lee. Gwyneth Steen, 26, passed away in 2016. Pulitzer Prize winner, of course, of the author of To Kill a Mockingbird. And certainly set the standard, I think, for a lot of not only those, but of those style of books. Right. Also, one of the greatest plays you'll ever see. One of my biggest honors I'll ever have as an actor is getting to play Sheriff Hectate in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
It's an incredible book, incredible play.
And unfortunately
play.
Still very relevant in our society today.
That is very true.
As far as people no longer with us, I mentioned that movie for a reason. Oscar Schindler, born on this day in 1908, passed away in 1974. His list saved the lives of more than 1,000 mostly Polish Jewish refugees, but many different refugees during the Holocaust.
That's right.
We wish, again, a very happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Enjoy and get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you.
Yes.
And our great friends at El Cafe. Make plans tomorrow when they open their doors to get on over there, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings with WFHR. Beth, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's get into the fridge. No, right. not into the fridge. You know, let's talk about the fridge.
Wow. Will we fit in there?
No.
Some of us might.
That's true. You'd have a better chance than the rest of us.
If you're like most Americans, your fridge is crammed and with things that you don't remember.
Yes.
Like, how did that get in?
When did I get that? Where
did that? That doesn't look familiar.
How old is this?
Yeah.
With spring cleaning comes other types of cleaning as well. And it's never a bad idea to take a look at that fridge and maybe clean it out, put on that hazmat suit, and get to work. No. So here are the best ways to save room in your fridge. Use square or rectangle storage containers. You're wasting space if you use anything circular.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
That makes sense.
It's a square box.
Yeah.
Fridge is. So unless they come up with a round fridge, okay, that makes sense.
I wouldn't have thought of that until I literally just read it.
Right. Yes.
As soon as I finished that sentence, it made perfect sense.
Yeah, total makes sense.
Yeah, and even if it's a rounded fridge, the containers themselves are rounded.
Yeah.
So that you have that extra space
you're
when you put them together.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking that we need different shaped fridges. Like,
for fun. I mean, if nothing else, right?
Fridges keep advancing, and we just kind of like most things in that when they change, we there's a billion articles about it.
Right.
We can't stop talking about it. I feel like every time I see a new commercial that involves a fridge, they're doing something different, and nobody's talking about it. Like, we got clear fridges, we got fridges that are a Bluetooth, we've got fridges that are kicking out all kinds of different things. I was blown away when I was a kid, and my nan and papa had one that made ice.
Like,
that was the fanciest thing in the world.
Or you could get water from it.
Fanciest thing ever. I got yelled at. I used it too much because I thought it was such cool technology. It blew my mind so much and everything. I mean, nowadays,
we need a lazy Susan fridge.
There you go.
So you can turn it around, there you know, go. And just everything you need, you can just
better
spin
yet,
the thing.
One that's triangle shaped that can fit into the corner of the kitchen so that you can put more counter space.
See, now that's another great idea.
I was thinking of shapes in that. There you go. That's the
perfect,
one.
Man. Like a, get on it, fridge industry.
Yeah, so I want that, or I want a fridge that's basically a tortoise. A TARDIS. Where you go inside, or tortoise. I'll take either one. It's shaped like a tortoise. Or TARDIS is probably more interesting.
You can get Doctor Who. It's way bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they become a replicator where you don't have to go to the grocery store. You just press in the button and it magically makes whatever you want.
Star Trek now.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I got to be honest, and this is just between the three of us and everything, I'm not sure I could work modern fridges. I'm not sure. So, yeah, using this rectangular, square or rectangle containers doesn't
there you go.
Work. Mm-hmm. Stack everything you can using all of the vertical space in your fridge is key.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Take food out of its packaging. Boxes and bulky are unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already in its own box. Why do you have to?
Well, I was going to say that feels like it almost kind of takes away from the first part.
But not everything. Some containers are more rounded.
That's true.
In their shape. Yep. And so that takes but you also, the challenge with taking them out of its original packaging is dates. You would have to write down the expiration
date. That's a good point.
On whatever container that you put it in so that you know when it goes bad.
How long have I had the... Whoa! Oh, okay. Yeah. This is past the due date.
Skip organizers like baskets and things like that. All they do is take up extra space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the walls. They make suction cup caddies that are awesome. This is an organizer that works because it doesn't take up previously used space.
It actually creates more space. Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Yeah.
I have not heard of these.
Me neither.
I have.
Okay, it looks like a soap dish that you would put in your shower.
Okay. That'd be perfect for like they have eggs in that one. That's perfect for that. Yeah,
because you are supposed to store them in the refrigerator itself, not on the door.
And the carton takes up a lot of space.
It does.
So you can just put them in there. Yeah,
I think we need more of those for more of life. Just period. Right. Like just everyday life.
More suction cup storage things.
I feel like I could use one in here. Those are great. I don't think I've ever seen like the name or anything like that.
No,
I
that's
just
great.
See them in places. Yeah. They just show up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of your vegetables do not need to be refrigerated. Potatoes, onions, garlic, and tomatoes can be left out on the counter.
Mm, that's true. Very, very true.
I remember my Nana coming over to my apartment to see it for the first time, and I did not know. She just was bopping around. It wasn't a big apartment, so she didn't need a tour or anything like that. So I'm sitting there talking to my papa, and all of a sudden we hear this guttural laugh as she opened my refrigerator, and I had like all kinds of things in there that didn't need to be in there.
Just throw it in the fridge.
I thought that wasn't the only thing she was laughing at. She was also laughing at half the food in there she knew I would not eat. It was just given to me by starter kit kind of thing.
Exactly, right. Thing. Mm-hmm. He's not going to eat that.
Is there anything that you can think of, either of you, that would also be good add-ons to this? Because I think that we don't use the drawers that come with refrigerators nearly enough.
Probably in the right way. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I always feel like, it's like underutilized, that sort of thing. Yeah. Or the one drawer that you go to and it's overfull. Because you just throw everything in there. Oh, I'll just go right here because it's more convenient, right?
Yeah. Make sure that you leave some space to be able to let the air flow. That's always the key. You don't want to overfill it. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And remember that cold air descends. So the things that you want colder, put
on
the bottom. Towards the back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're really on point with this one.
Well, it is kind of my wheelhouse.
When she does the kitchen's open about fridges, she's got a lot of stuff to work with now, right?
I feel like we've set up a new episode here down the line. But we're looking forward to getting into the kitchen's open at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Be listening for that, everybody. For now, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to get into the exact age when your unhealthy bad habits catch up with you.
Oh, dear.
It's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Monday out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child
is the exact age when that those unhealthy bad habits of ours start catching up a little bit? You can get away with a lot of unhealthy habits in your 20s. And in your 30s, it's a little harder to stay in shape, but you still believe that you can convince yourself that those habits, they're fine.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're different.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I'm not like the others.
No, nothing like them. Mm. You can handle it. And by your 40s, you realize you're like everybody else.
Yes. Exactly.
There's a new study out where researchers say that they may have pinpointed the exact age when bad habits like smoking or drinking and not exercising start to trigger health problems.
Ooh.
And the magic number is, does anybody want to take a guess? Or
43.
Okay. I'm going to go a little older. I'm going to say 47.
Okay.
And not because I'm going to be 47 this year.
I honestly would have said 39, 40. I would have probably leaned towards 40, 41.
Okay.
And callers, anybody? Anybody?
Anyone? Yeah.
The number is, survey says, 36.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Way off.
Whoa.
Scientists tracked the health of hundreds of children born in 1959 until they were 61. They found that those who regularly smoked, boozed, and lounged around in their young years ended up sicker and more depressed.
Oh.
Aye.
On average, though, those people's health started to decline at the age of 36.
Mm. Huh. Wow.
One researcher says, quote, our findings highlight the importance of tackling risky health behaviors as early as possible to prevent damage from building up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another way you could look at it, too. Enjoy the partying and debauchery into your 30s as long as you quit your bad stuff and ask for gym memberships on your 36th birthday. Because as we all know, habits you can stop at any time. And you don't need to, ease into it. No. That is a horrible idea.
It's like a light switch.
It's a horrible idea.
I like
idea.
Someone whose plan is going to be that. Okay, I'm going to do this until I'm 36, and then I'm just going to stop. I'm going to get all belty.
You at 36, don't you want to stop before?
Right.
Like at 35 and say, okay, I've got this year to get myself healthy so that it doesn't hit me at 36.
I honestly, it wasn't until I didn't really think much about getting older. Not to take this a bad direction or anything like that, but as a kid and growing up, it wasn't something that we really had the privilege to think about.
Right.
Was old age.
Right.
More like, how do I survive the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More of that. By the time I'm in my mid-20s, it's starting to dawn on me that this is something I need to start thinking about. But I'm, working jobs and doing things that there is no 401k offered or anything like that. So again, it kind of gets put on the back burner, and it's not until my late 30s, early 40s that I'm realizing, well, it's looking more and more like I might make it to the finish line here. I need to start thinking about this stuff. And again, I'm not working a job at the time that has a 401k or any of these kind of like things to cut. So all my focus from young adulthood to up is finances and finance related.
Right.
And health takes a backseat because, my God, I got to start worrying about how am I going to be able to make it or make a living. At the time, especially, I'm mainly in construction and working with my hands and my body. I don't know how I'm going to look at 60. I don't know if I'm going to be able to swing a hammer at these things. So I don't. Again, health goes to the back burner. Oh, I'll get to it. I'm 44, 45, and start realizing my diet is horrible. and it's only been in the last 4 years or so that I've really put more of a focus on my health in these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about 40-ish when I started worrying about this.
Right.
I should have been a long time ago. I'm not saying this is a smart thing I've done. I'm just using it as an everyday example of what we do and how we just put these things to the side too often.
But I think that plays a lot of into it as well, is family dynamics and what is your history and what have you seen? Because I know in my case, with having so many family members with cancer when I was younger, made me hyper aware of being attentive to my health and doing more preventative things so that didn't become the issue. But if I wouldn't have had that kind of thing happen in my family, I don't know that I would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, I still am not the best at what I eat. I should be better, but I was at least more proactive about seeing a doctor, making sure I was tracking cholesterol, blood pressure, all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think it's a lot of what is your background. I would have loved to hear a little bit more about family dynamics with this. Were they single into their older years? Because once you have a family, that changes your understanding of what you do with your health as well. So that would have been some of my curiosity. Who all was in this study? Was it people that got married? Was it just people that just partied up until 36 right. or what?
Oh, I was going to say that the other thing is kind of what James was touching on just now. Man, it has a lot to do with your situation. Mm-hmm. It really does. If you're focused on, I mean, just literally trying to survive, right? Mm-hmm. Just saying, you know, I got to work these like two jobs. I got to do this and this and this. Like you said, you don't really think about it because it's not in front of you. And the thing in front of you is like, man, I got to eat. You know, I got to be able to afford a place to live, you know, that kind of stuff. And until, you know, some of those things are taken care of, it's easy to put all that other health stuff on the back burner.
One other thing, and I always like to mention this with these surveys, and Beth really tipped us, teed us off with this one, and I think they're always important to take with a grain of salt, while also realizing that you can take it, well, what can I take from this to apply to my own life and everything?
Because
there's so many outliers with every day, every person, every single thing.
That's
so
right.
I think that's an important one to keep in mind what you're talking about there, Beth, while also, hey, what can I learn? What can I take from this? One of the things I take from this article is a possibility of a new benchmark birthday.
Ah, yeah.
So we all know you turn 21, and it's kind of like that's one of the last kind of like real big birthdays.
Sure.
You can, I know that there are, for years, there were people that were kind of making a big deal, like jokingly out of the date. You know, when you get to an age, you can rent a car finally. But we lose kind of reasons to celebrate our birthday or meaningful birthdays, you know, kind of going forward. Hey, the big 5-0 or the big 6-0 or something. But it's really, there's a big stretch between there. Of 21 and big 5-0.
Right, exactly.
So what if our 36th birthday became like our 35th birthday basically is, okay, we're letting it all go. We're going to have a good time on this one. We're going to Atlantic City. We're going to Vegas. Like, and then, you know, from that point on, you're kind of trying to be a more mature adult.
There you go, right.
And we have this kind of like chance to do this.
I love
that. It's almost your, it's because your 21st birthday is wasted on the youth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it is. I know this because I wasted my 21st birthday. I barely
remember. Right. Everyone did. Everyone did.
By the time you're 35, 36, you're a little more mature, hopefully, and you're able to maybe enjoy that big day more and everything. So think of it as your 21st birthday, the sequel.
nice.
I don't know. Maybe we're missing something.
Maybe we should try something different. Yeah. We need more reasons to celebrate.
Don't we?
You make it to any age, man. You got to be happy and celebrate about it, right?
I mean, promise tomorrow. So.
That's right.
You're still here. That's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win, no matter what your day's looking like. I don't know. I don't feel like we do enough to really celebrate exactly what you're getting to there, Seth.
Right.
I love the people that get into their birthday. I really do. I don't have any issue with it at all. I think that there's certainly a line. There's certain ways or what have you. But I think it's fun. I know that growing up, there was a friend of mine. I ran back into it Second City years ago. I hadn't thought about that. But she used to make a big deal out of like just random birthdays. Like, I just turned 19. Wow, you know, and I just really get it. And then, like, the next year, it'd be, I'm 20 or in 21st birthday. I don't think she did much for her 21st, but like, she turned the last time I talked to her, she had turned 28. And like, it made it sound like it was like turned 50 or some significant birthday. Yeah.
I love that. That's a great idea. Why not do that?
We need to do more of that.
I agree.
Absolutely.
How is the best way to do this, though? Like, what's the city? There's so many.
We need more info. Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of follow-up questions to that one. I think we have. I did want to touch on a couple of local things. Remind everybody that our city is adopting the resolution No Mow May.
Yep.
Once again, yes.
Right around the corner, everybody. And this is something that not only I encourage you to learn more about by going to wirapids.org and the reasons why we do this, but keep in mind that the city has also designated some spots on city property to leave unmowed. You can find those at the website, wirapids.org. And you don't need a sign anymore. You can have one out there, but you don't necessarily need a sign to
do this.
That's
right. Yep.
Right. Well, and I like that they have options for low mow May.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Or slow mow May.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that, because I know there are some people that really do not like the whole, because of the extra work that you have to do at the end of the month.
Right.
So having those other options that still protect some of the insects and pollinators, but give that option so it's not so much at the tail end. I think that's a great idea.
That's cool.
Right, you look at the whole reason why we have our lawns and this idea of why we have them a certain way and everything. something. And this is not something that comes from like ancient history or anything.
No. Nope.
This is like early 40s, late 50s, or early 50s, you know, right. Where the design of what a yard is supposed to look like and all these things starts happening.
Right.
And of course, this is not a anything against them or anything back then, but they did not know or didn't do the research of certain things that are really, 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 really important to our food chain.
Right.
Because food is important. Mm-hmm. Pollinating is important.
Very important.
Yes. And doing this once a month. I mean, think of the little bit of minimal time we give this.
1 month a year. Yeah. That's it. Yep.
Most people don't even give it a full month.
Yeah.
My family is very into this. And even they, by Memorial Day or what have you, are going to probably take it down and stuff.
Right, exactly.
I think that giving each other grace on this and doing something like this is baby steps. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to take time. For decades, we told every American, hey, your lawn has to look like this or it's not a good lawn.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to laugh at you if you don't have a perfect lawn. I would like to see our society grow from that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And be like, hey, this is what a lawn is supposed to
right.
A lawn is supposed to look like what you want to. It's your property. Like, right. As long as you ain't hurting anybody or what have you. And, of course, you know, neighborhood, you know, all that stuff. you know, it's your yard.
Right, exactly. Right.
I think that we should be able to do more of this stuff. And it shouldn't just be for 1 month, but just because Mo and May begin with an M.
Yes.
Right. You know, it's real, you know, there's obvious other reasons.
The tyranny of alliteration, yes. I'm telling you.
And everybody, we talk a lot about local theater around here and how important it is. And we love to be able to put a focus on our local high schools and grade mm-hmm. schools mm-hmm. when they're doing shows. And Lincoln High School's theater and music department are presenting The Lightning Thing, Percy Jackson Musical. It is coming up this Thursday, May 1st. Have a 7 o'clock show, Friday a 7 o'clock show, and Saturday as well. Then Sunday, it all wraps up with the 2 o'clock matinee.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your tickets right at the front door when you get there. These shows will be taking place over at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin. Rapids. Encourage you to get on over there, get those tickets, and make plans to take in any one of these shows or all of them. Mm-hmm. There are no reruns in theater.
No. They have been working hard on this one.
Yes, these kids are putting their heart and soul into it, and they're mm-hmm. loving it, too.
When you go to these shows, and it's certainly, again, the Wisconsin finished dead last in the arts. You're supporting the economy of this state, the arts of this state, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. some of the beauty of this state when you're going to these shows, just right. by going to a show.
Right.
Right.
You're also building these young children's confidence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We never know where that will go, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We don't know what they might do in the future mm-hmm. or anything, but whatever they're going to do, they could use some confidence. They could use some, you know, people skills, some speaking in front of people skills.
Always and all important mm-hmm. stuff, yeah.
And we want you to be able to go, everybody.
Oh, yes.
I want to send a very special shout out to Sarah, who gave us these tickets to give away. I got four of them right here.
Wow.
Just itching to get into your hands, everybody. Yes. Call up or using the Civic Media app, or just go ahead and call us, 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation, and get yourself these tickets. Just give me one of your favorite shows. One of your favorite shows. It doesn't have to be Broadway or anything like that. it doesn't even have to be you know, a particularly popular show, just
no.
one right. that you really like. Go ahead and call up, get it to us, and we will get you these tickets. A big thank you to Sarah and to, of course, the cast and crew of The Lightning mm-hmm. Thief. Break a leg. Have a good time, everybody. Again, those shows begin this Thursday, May 1st, 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and then it wraps up 2 o'clock Sunday matinee over at the Performing Arts Center. We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM.